Amid some lingering concerns, an outside company is set to spray herbicide on parts of the train tracks outside of Skagway later this month. The company hired for the task recently changed the brand of weed killer it'll use because of some local restrictions. Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn says he has no hesitation about the one-day spraying of intrusive and obstructive weeds on the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad tracks. The company, DBI Services, out of Pennsylvania, announced in late May they would no longer use Roundup, which includes a chemical banned by the municipality. Instead, they'll use something called Oust, made by DuPont. Its main ingredient, sulfomaturon methyl, is not on the Skagway Borough's list of unapproved herbicides. Here's Hahn.
I think anybody that hears the word herbicide, they get nervous, I suppose, in general. No, there's nothing more being done. I mean, basically, we've done what's required. We found out about it. We informed them of what's prohibited, and apparently they're going to comply with that.
The issue came up a couple of years ago when White Pass announced its intention to spray the tracks with Roundup. But there was a public outcry because of fear that Roundup's active ingredient is carcinogenic. So White Pass suspended the spraying indefinitely. Shortly after that, an ordinance was introduced and approved by the Assembly to limit which chemicals could be sprayed. DBI posted its intention to once again spray Roundup on the tracks just a few weeks ago, which again spurred concern. The company was informed of the municipal code revision and, together with White Pass, decided on using Oust instead. Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. said Thursday at the Assembly meeting using a different agent on the weeds is better, but not great.
In some senses, that's a good thing, but in others, it's still a concern because the municipality has waivers regarding discharges in the area for our drinking water.
Burnham said any mass discharge might force the borough to give up those waivers and have to start testing the drinking water more regularly.
And even potentially have to build a treatment plant. Yeah. So there are potential grave costs to this intent, I guess.
Skagway resident Gary Hansen also voiced concern at the meeting.
I understand the economic factors at play here. I'm sure it's a lot cheaper for them to go ahead and spray rather than use mechanical means to remove the weeds. But I question, the value judgment they're putting money ahead of potential health hazard.
But White Pass's Tyler Rose says mechanical means can't be used to remove the weeds in this case.
There are several issues as far as the vegetative growth in the right-of-way, one of which is just for visual inspection and the ability to see. But one of the larger issues is having sufficient drainage and support for the roadbed itself. Weed whacking and mechanical means taking that away across the top don't meet those goals. You still have the root beds inside of the roots inside of the roadbed, rather. So that's where it's problematic.
Rose says the area in question is a federal right-of-way, so technically White Pass is not required to adhere to borough code. But they will follow local rules because they want to ease residents' concerns. The need for the weed abatement comes from the Federal Railroad Administration. Karen Hendrickson works for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Pesticide Control Program. She says weeds that obstruct the path of the train can cause hazardous conditions, especially beefier varieties like willow and alder.
They have very strict requirements about vegetation and what can be growing on the tracks. There's safety reasons and maintenance reasons. And with our long summers and our growing season, the vegetation just gets a root hold and you can't keep it within their specifications easily.
According to Hendrickson, the chemicals used in Oust are not necessarily more benign than those in Roundup. They just act in a different way. The ingredients in Oust don't hang around as long, which can be good and bad.
However, that may mean that you have to spray more of something because, 6 weeks later you've got more plants growing, whereas something that sticks around a lot longer and it may work longer, meaning you have to apply less. So there's trade-offs to different products.
White Pass and DBI are hosting a public forum to address herbicide questions on June 16th at the AB Hall from 5 to 7 p.m. Spraying will happen for one day during the following week, though Rose says a final date hasn't been set. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.